Child with Strider by All Star Medics. Strider is a high-pitched inspiratory sound caused by narrowing of the airway in the oral pharynx, glottis, or trachea. It indicates partial upper airway obstruction. Common causes include viral croup, acute epiglottitis, foreign body inhalation, congenital anomalies in neonates, anaphylaxis, burns, retropharyngeal abscess, and laryngeal papilloma. Viral croup commonly affects toddlers aged 1 to 3 years and results from inflammation in the laryngeal region. Clinical features include sudden onset inspiratory stridor, which worsens when the child is agitated, low-grade fever, coryzal symptoms, barking cough, hoarseness, and pain in the larynx. Symptoms usually resolve within 3 to 4 days. Diagnosis is clinical, and neck X-ray is only required if uncertain. Severity is assessed by stridor, recession, and level of consciousness. Mild croup shows stridor only when agitated, mild subcostal recession and restlessness when disturbed. Moderate croup shows stridor at rest, moderate tracheal tug, and anxious agitation. Severe croup shows severe inspiratory and expiratory stridor, use of accessory muscles, and lethargy or drowsiness. Treatment from mild croup includes home care and steam inhalation. Antibiotics are not required. Moderate croup requires keeping the child calm on a parent's lap with minimal handling and deferring cannulation. Severe croup requires hospital admission, oxygen via nasal prongs for chest indrawing, and minimal handling. Pharmacological treatment includes oral prednisone, 2 mg per kilogram single dose, or dexamethasone, 0.6 mg per kg stat for mild and moderate croup. Severe croup requires dexamethasone, 0.6 mg per kg daily in 1 to 2 divided doses plus nebulized adrenaline 1 to 1,000 at 0.4 mg per kg stat, which can be repeated after 15 to 30 minutes if effective. Paracetamol 10 to 15 mg per kg every 4 hours is used for all cases. Injectable dexamethasone can be used if oral tablets are unavailable. Acute epiglottitis is a medical emergency that can cause rapid airway obstruction, though its incidence has decreased due to Hib vaccination. Symptoms include sore throat, difficulty speaking and breathing, stridor, fever, drooling, difficulty swallowing, and preference for the tripod position. Supportive care includes keeping the child calm in a seated or leaning forward position, providing humidified oxygen, avoiding supine positioning, and avoiding throat examination. Severe cases may require elective intubation or tracheostomy. Pharmacological management includes IV ceftriaxone, 80 mg per kg, once daily for 5 days, and analgesics like paracetamol or ibuprofen when the airway is secure. Foreign body inhalation occurs when children inhale small objects, usually lodging in the bronchus, often the right main bronchus. Symptoms include sudden choking, stridor, cough, wheeze, tracheotug, and use of accessory muscles. Complications include lobar collapse or consolidation. Diagnosis is largely clinical. Chest X-ray at full expiration is recommended, with CT if X-ray is inconclusive. Emergency first aid for infants includes head-down positioning, 5 back slaps followed by 5 chest thrusts, and removal of any visible obstruction. For older children, back blows while seated or lying and Heimlich maneuver abdominal thrusts are used, checking the mouth between sequences. Post-obstruction, airway patency must be ensured and recovery monitored. Children with suspected foreign body inhalation should be referred to a hospital for imaging and bronchoscopy if needed.